Here's a thought I'll title, Done is Not Always Concluded. I think it's fair to say that most often we're drawn to photograph those subjects we're passionate about, we're interested in, that go a little beyond just catching our eye. We feel a connection with a subject or a place or a person or a mood or a certain kind of atmosphere. And so we photograph it, and we finish it, and we make a book or a PDF or a website or some images to hang on the wall. Whatever our means of finishing is, we finish. And once we've had the exhibition or the published book or posted the web gallery, that doesn't mean that our passion for the subject ends. We keep photographing. Maybe not with the same intensity, maybe not with the same frequency, but just because you've finished a project doesn't mean your interest in the subject or the place disappears. For lots of us, anyway, that means we keep photographing. Even to this day, from time to time, when I find a greasy machine shop or an opportunity to photograph a workbench of tools or something, I still enjoy doing it, even though I published Made of Steel years ago now. Well, that may be a motivation for us to keep photographing just because we love doing it. But what are we going to do with those post-published images? There's a couple of lessons we can take from the world of book publishing. It's not uncommon at all for there to be a second edition of a book that has more and expanded materials, and maybe even sometimes you take out some things that maybe you're now out of date or you're not as comfortable with, but a second edition is not an uncommon thing. And obviously that opens the door to third edition, fourth edition, etc. Then there's also the idea of volume 2, which is often the story continued. A classic example of that comes to mind is the Lord of the Rings series, where we have three different books, each telling a phase in a much bigger story. Well, we can do the same thing with our photographs. We can tell a bigger story by adding a volume 2 to something that we've concluded. There's no question that in my way of thinking, the least attractive alternative of all is either to not make the photographs because, well, you've already completed that project, but your passion still exists, so keep photographing it. Second is find something to do with those rather than just to have them buried on your hard drive, whether it's a second edition or a volume 2 or an expanded something or other. There's always ways that you can extend a project further. And that's where we meet a real area of quicksand that I think is particularly dangerous, and that is that we stop working those older projects because to us, they're older projects. So if someone wants to come see your work at the house, maybe that work doesn't get shown because that's something you did 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. What photographers tend to want to show is the newest work that they're doing, the things they just photographed last week, last month, on their last important photographic trip. But keep in mind that each time a person who discovers your work, discovers your existence, discovers your photography, who hasn't seen it before, those are all candidates to look at that older work of yours as absolutely new and fresh, because to them it is. So just because you're done doesn't mean your images are concluded and ought to be locked up in the closet. There's always someone new who will be waiting to discover you as an artist and a photographer, and that older work will be as new to them as the stuff you completed day before yesterday. So just because you've done something doesn't mean you've concluded something that you can now relegate to the past and sort of forget it ever happened. No, keep photographing, keep thinking about new ways to expand your earlier vision, keep showing that older work. You'll be amazed how many times you can connect with someone who's never seen your work before, who might look at the very first thing you did in the earliest days of your career and think that's just marvelous.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.